I'm Are You Serious? And this is my show.
Is there an implied critique of Wikipedia's hyper-democracy in this, as per, you probably read Jaron Lanier's article on digital Maoism?
Yes, I did. It's a partial critique of Wikipedia, or rather not even a critique, but a recognition of the limitation of a system that is exclusively egalitarian.
So that's Joe Firmage from just last week. Talking to us, answering my question about Jaron Lanier, his concept of digital Maoism that has been stirring up some controversy over the web. Lots of people were upset and pissed off about him for basically saying that Wikipedia, in some senses, is representative of hive mind, and that the wisdom of crowds is actually kind of dumb. So what do people here think about it?
It's true, though, isn't it?
I think so, yeah. I mean, I actually sent Jaron a note saying that I thought it was a really interesting piece. And it, as anybody who has been listening to the two shows, particularly Neophiles, knows, I'm like a total, you know, totally into open source culture. And I love the idea of voluntary collaboration and that people will do interesting stuff. Just out of the enthusiasm of doing it, but I mean, Lanier was just raising that there are other sides to this that, I just find that interesting that people were so reactive to it.
Well, whenever
it's becoming an ideology, that shows it's becoming an ideology.
Yeah, unfortunately, whenever you know bring up the fact that most people are dumbasses, you know, a lot of people are going to get offended. Right. But well, that's the fucking truth of it, isn't it?
Yes, sort of, but also whenever I read Lanier's piece, it kind of struck me itself as reactionary, and almost like he's almost like putting the contemporary experience through this sort of an old school filter. And I'm not, you know, I haven't researched it enough to have a certainty on it, but it kind of struck me as, oh, you know, the collectivism versus the individualism thing, and it didn't strike to. I mean, yeah, a lot of what he said was historically true about, you know, the collective and, like, you know, making decisions by committee and stuff like that is all, you know, negative concepts. But I'm not so sure that he's really, like, I think he's accurate with his you know, his thesis, basically.
Right. I mean, it's a worthy critique that, you know, it shouldn't cause people. And I don't even, he wasn't even saying, you know, stop all this. He's not against it. He was just throwing.
Well, it's implicit that it was. He was definitely bringing it forth in a negative tone.
It was definitely a critique. Well, I mean, one of his complaints, like early on, I talked to him a few years ago for Neophiles, and he was complaining that basically people in the open source culture weren't writing good programs.
Right.
You know, they're not really innovating. That, you know, people are happy just to get together and sort of create something, and, you know, happy with the vibe of the collective effort. But, you know, what about the actual quality of what people are doing? Is it comparable? And in some ways it is, and in some ways it isn't. In terms of encyclopedia, you know, you have two different values. You got the Encyclopedia Britannica that, you know, is going to be pretty accurate, almost entirely accurate. It's not going to contain nearly as much useful stuff as...
Well, and also, though, I think it was Cory Doctorow's response where he said that the key difference about Wikipedia over Encyclopedia Britannica isn't per se its accuracy, but its ability to be revised, ability to once you find an error, to then fix it, and how that's distributed. And it's not like you have to go and wait till the next volume is published, and then, you know, if one editor gets it wrong, everybody, you know, from here on is like, completely screwed.
Also, its ability to be relevant, you know, if you're talking about if you're talking about pop culture or just, you know, just modern culture, it's going to take years for a volume like Encyclopedia Britannica to acknowledge things that are, for better or for worse, relevant to, you know, people today, if they ever actually do acknowledge it. I mean, I would never be able to find out, like, the history of Slade the band on Encyclopedia Britannica unless it was the Encyclopedia Britannica of rock.
Right. Yeah.
God, that was hard to say. Encyclopedia Britannica of rock.
Just doesn't want to come out.
No.
Well, so, I mean, yeah, that's the great thing about Wikipedia. It is part of this culture of, you know, the now, you know,
sure.
what's happening.
But I think there is value in what...
I just think it's a warning. It's just a warning, yeah, Lanier.
Yeah, yeah, but
no,
what's
the guy that was
against,
in here,
though?
The guy that was in here smelled like soap.
Furmage.
Yeah, Furmage. Yeah, I mean, and I mean, people are holding Wikipedia up.
You got a good nose.
Scott's like, what do I smell like to them when I leave?
Smells like you didn't have any soap.
Yeah, I don't know what you smell like because I didn't actually take a shower today, and all I can do is smell my own fetid self. But I mean, yeah, there is unfortunately nothing to compare Wikipedia to, and what he's offering is definitely a value, something that could be as reactionary in a good way and relevant, but is not this like big sloppy peer review. You know, peer review is only as good as the pool of peers in which you're pulling from. Wow, that was.
I'm impressed.
Yeah.
That was hard to say. That helped me to nod off.
Man, see what happens when I don't drink beer on this show? I get lost in platitudes.
Well, the thing is, too, I mean, I don't think it's relevant to necessarily jump to, watch out, it's collectivism versus individualism. I don't know if that's the relevant warning to be giving here, you know what I mean?
Well, I mean, I just think, like, the collectivization of thought, I mean, in particular, you know, groupthink.
But isn't that where things are going? I mean, this is actually something that I wanted to try to tie into here.
Yeah,
that,
I mean, it may well be where things are going.
Well, if you look at Kurzweil's writings, and, you know, this is the singularity guy talking about, you know, in 20, 30, 40 years, whenever the consciousness goes into computers and
right.
basically when computers are smarter than we are, right. they'll be able to do all these things and infinite speed and infinite breadth and all this stuff. And I don't really see how that fits in with the notion of an individual, at least the way that we think of it.
I think you're right. Like, I don't think he doesn't really deal with it.
He doesn't deal with that.
Yeah.
And that's something that's been in my mind as I've been trying to finish off his book, and he hasn't touched on it yet. And I think that what Lanier is seeing is this sort of idea, and he doesn't like it because, I mean, well, you know, we're all individuals, and it really could possibly spell the end of the individual.
Sure. I mean, and Darren Lanier is a person who, you know, performs music.
Really? Wasn't he the keyboard player for the Blue Oyster Cult?
Totally.
Yeah.
Actually not, but that would have been very cool.
Yeah.
Now he does this, you know, peculiar, you know, makes his own instruments and so forth. But, I mean, he's referred to some of his software writing as a bravura performance. You know, he's like,
okay,
you know, he wants to be, you know,
the
romantic individual who does something and people go, wow, look at that. And that this is a really cool thing that has existed throughout our culture.
Made that way? Like, look at my beautiful throbbing code.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's I think it's part of the motivation to want to rise from the from this desultory collective miasma and show yourself off as an individual, and you can get laid.
Yeah, so I mean, you know, but what I'm saying is, I think he's kind of, yeah, he's got a glimpse of this this Kurzweiling sort of future and doesn't
He's very against the whole transhumanist
Kurzweil, yeah.
singularitarian thing, but I think probably, I mean, and a lot of people also from the whole open source movement are also very much opposed to that. They see it as dehumanizing or whatever. I don't know. I mean, I just thought what interested in me more than his critique was that people seemed more reactive to it than they needed to be.
Well,
I don't think he was trying to tear down Wikipedia
no.
or
no, know. But I think I have a sense that I think he's reacting to this threatening sense of collectivism.
Yeah. There is this growing thing against Wikipedia by people who are pretty well known who don't like the way they
represent them. And Wikipedia. That's how he opens
that's
up. That's how Lanier opens up his essay, by the way.
That's become a big thing. Our friend Jack Sarfati has been very upset by the way he's portrayed on there. And
how do you like the way you're portrayed?
It's completely wrong, actually. But I've never
really?
Bothered. Well, I mean, it's just completely outdated. It says I write for Wired and a couple other magazines.
When was the last time? I edited it. Have you seen it?
Well, you updated it. Put some new stuff on there, but nobody edited the old stuff.
Why don't you put
says,
a picture up on there that's from this fucking century for crying
I kind of like
out.
To
wow.
see you. I haven't had my picture taken in.
See how the hive mind interprets you?
Yeah, except that I realize that I'm not important enough for anybody to go on there and correct it.
Make falsehoods about you.
Yeah,
that'd
right.
be flattering.
I can do that.
You can make stuff up.
Do you need that to happen?
Whatever, man.
Since I'm already planning to write your posthumous biography, I might as well start the mythology
right now. You should make up a whole story.
Oh, right as
I would totally go for a whole
story. Oh, that would be fucking great.
This was done for Robert Anton Wilson, actually. He was declared dead online in a whole... Well, I want to read it. Definitely.
I mean, what's the point?
Anything you can make up is...
That's one of the worst things about death is you don't get to,
You don't get to see what people say about you when you're gone.
Yeah, I generally, not to pretend that I've been written about a lot, but when I have been written about, I generally don't dislike inaccuracy. Most people really dislike inaccuracy, and
you're
just
so
think,
happy to see your name.
First of all, there's that. Right?
Yeah. Why don't you do a living will?
I was thinking about making a funny video.
Weren't you talking about forcing us to eat your flesh or something in some Tibetan ritual?
That is definitely in the cards.
Yeah, see, that's the great thing about a living will is you get to torture the people who loved you.
I have no segue for that, of course.
No, there is none.
But the Firmage kind of branching, bridging to this...
The expertism,
which, I have to say, I am still very much sort of opposed to the whole notion of expertism.
I love it. I was totally impressed by that whole thing.
I think you have to have both. You have to have some people who
you're part
who
of the problem. You don't understand the hierarchy of
part of the problem. Oh boy, we're gonna bring Eldridge Cleaver.
Here we go.
Kill him off.
Seriously though, I mean there are people. It totally your point of view disavows the raw reality that there are people who are smarter than others that know shit that other people. People don't.
Well, there's no reason why those people can't express themselves in a format like Wikipedia.
And it's true.
Oh, so
they
we can just let Wikipedia
it's true.
Be
they
the
do,
dumbass
they go in there,
encyclopedia.
They go in there and they edit and they make sure things are correct. And I mean, it succeeds half the time, probably.
That's why we know of the errors in Wikipedia because somebody went in there.
What Firmage's thing does is it excludes the idiots.
Yeah, the right. flaw in that system is that smart people are usually busy doing shit that smart people
do. Yeah, that's so old school. You don't even know what you're talking about. That's ridiculous. There are... brainiacs
Man,
online,
so
thousands, millions of them, who are monitoring every Wikipedia entry that they are vaguely interested in to spot an error so that they can claim that they found the error.
But they fucking missed RUs, didn't they, you fucking douchebag?
That's because I'm not important.
Yeah, see, but an encyclopedia needs to be accurate about the little shit, too, Like Slade.
Are you
serious?
I think so. Slade, or particularly Slade.
Accurate.
When did Mama, We Are All Crazy Now come out?
1974, as
excellent.
A matter of fact.
Excellent.
Yeah,
Very good. And they used to wear the... what were those shoes that were popular in the 70s? The high heel shoes. Platforms
like Gene Simmons.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, that wasn't my first record, the very first vinyl record I bought was Bachman Turner Overdrive.
Oh, man.
Oh,
Taking care of business?
Yeah, they made Slade look inspired. For Christ's sake, they made him look like David Bowie.
Man, I am so much older than you. It's hard to relate to.
I think I bought Elvis. Oh God!
Yeah.
And you listened to it a million times?
Oh, I'm sure. Like
tell
58
me about
or something. I was listening to the first rock and roll records when I was like 3 years old.
You mentioned the Brooklyn Dodgers the other week. I was like, what the
and,
fuck?
And I thought
like
they were still
up
there.
A dusty old book of history. Yeah, I mean, you're like. Well, My mom's older than you. She remembers the very first, you know, rock. And her parents didn't let her listen to it because black people made it. Right. Or worse, it was white people trying to act like black people.
Black people, yeah.
She had to like listen real low with her ear to the radio while her racist parents, you know, conspired in the background. Racist, even though
what
my
did they listen to?
Italian.
What did they? What, I mean.
They listened to fucking Lawrence Welk, man. They were Lawrence Welk at the Hollywood Palladium every goddamn Saturday. And I love the fact that I went and saw the Descendants at the Hollywood Palladium like 25 years later.
Do you think Lawrence Welk is in Wikipedia?
What? Of course.
Of course he is, man.
Everything's in there. I mean, I can imagine that people just wouldn't bother with the...
Because he's
stuff that's so
not
like
on the
unhip. Yeah. So
I think major figures like that are all in it. But there was part of the valid critique of Wikipedia is that it represents a certain like kind of digital divide thing, right. I guess. But whatever.
So
somebody else that I talked to, I can't think of who it was, but he's saying that Lanier actually gets the whole concept of the hive mind wrong as well. So, and I'm not sure. I mean, I can imagine that. The idea of a hive mind, basically like the idea of a species mind, doesn't necessarily imply that everybody is thinking the same thing. It's just that the collection of whatever everybody is thinking is the hive mind.
Well, yeah, there's a greater good aspect of that, too. The drone isn't thinking what the queen is thinking, but, you know, they're all, you know, adding up to some greater good, even though when you say hive mind, it automatically has a negative connotation to it, especially when you're talking about, you know, aspects of humanism and stuff like that. But I'm wondering if there is a digital divide, you know, what's the digital divide of? Come on, man. See, this is why I get drunk every week, except for this week. So back to getting drunk next week.
Yeah, I'll be sure to get at least
bring,
a six
bring
pack.
Bring some liquor next time, and yeah.
Love's the only weapon. Shit.
Are you serious?